Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. One of the biggest complaints I hear from moms I talk to about meal prep is, I want a meal prep because I know it'll make my week easier, but every time I do, it takes so long, and I burn out after a week or two, and I never want to meal prep again. Nope, I am not having it, Mama. As a personal chef, I know firsthand how much time it takes to prep multiple meals ahead. And though that does work for some busy mamas, I want to teach you how to meal prep in a way that works for your family, creates convenience around meals all week long without you burning out. Because the system only works if you work it. So I want to talk about how I and you can prep for the week in just 1 hour. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. I know that something like how I meal prep in 1 hour a week can sound really gimmicky. But first and foremost, I want to redefine the term meal prep because I think people have a certain impression when they hear meal prep. It's either 100 tiny Tupperware containers laid out on the counter, Instagram style, or prepping all of your meals at once, personal chef style. And it doesn't have to be either. We'll talk about the three types of meal prep in a future episode because, like I said, batch cooking does work for some mamas, and I don't want to discount batch cooking because that's what I do as a personal chef. It can be very, very helpful, especially for shift workers, for people who are incredibly busy, to working parents, but it doesn't have to look like that either. If you don't have the time and you don't want to spend your entire weekend meal prepping, you don't have to. So I want to share with you my system today for prepping in just 1 hour a week so you can hear how easy it can be to get meal prep done each week, create that convenience in your life without taking up your entire weekend. So I define meal prep as anything you do ahead to simplify meals for the week. Whether you call it food prep, meal prep, it's all semantics. We are simply talking about prepping ahead to create more convenient meals all week long. So here's what I do. Number one, I define what I need to prep every week. So each week I define what I need to prep. This means I need to start with a meal plan. Like I've mentioned many times before, 2 episodes ago, I talked about shifting into routines for back to school, and I talk about the importance of just planning for 5 days. So go back and listen to that episode if you want to hear why I think it's important to just plan for 5 days. So I plan for 5 days. This creates flexibility. And I also make a plan for breakfast and lunch, kids' school lunches and my own lunch. And I usually check in with my husband if he's here as well. He typically does leftovers, but that's what we do. Whether you prep breakfast and lunch or both ahead is based on your priorities, which I talk more about in my course, Healthy Mama Meal Prep, because it's important to know what your priorities are around prepping. So I'm not saying you have to prep breakfast and lunch ahead, but it is an option if that is what is going to create the most ease in your life. But from there, I go through my plan. I decide what I need to prep ahead to make my week easier. This usually includes veggies and fruit for breakfast and school lunches, veggies for dinner sides, some sort of protein for lunches and or dinners, and any dinner starters like starches or sauces that will cut down on the time it takes me to prep dinner. I focus on the evenings that are the busiest. Those are the meals I'm going to focus on. It's not like, oh, well, I'll prep Monday's dinner just because it's Monday. It's the evenings that are the busiest because I want to be strategic in actually creating more convenience in my life. So I focus on the night or the nights that are the busiest. And that is where I focus my prep because I need the most support in getting dinner on the table that night. Number two, before I prep, I start with a clean kitchen. I know this feels like an extra step, but I promise this is going to make prep easier. I empty the dishwasher. I do any dishes that are in the sink. I clear off the counters. If you're one of my good friends or my mom, you're probably laughing now because you will know the first thing I do before I do a bunch of cooking is I clear the counters off. I'm pretty crazy about having my counters clear because not only is this safer, they drill into you in culinary school, keeping your cooking space clean. Obviously, you might have a bowl here or a bowl there, but you don't want things all over the place. You want as much space as possible. It's safer, and it's also going to help you to prep more efficiently. And that is so key when it comes to prep. You want to spend as little time as possible, whether you are planning on spending several hours in the kitchen prepping or just an hour. Either way, you want to be as efficient as possible. Number three, I get out all of the equipment I'm going to need to prep. So I get out my cutting board, I get out my knife, I get out my peeler, I get out my microplane. I like to keep all of my equipment on a sheet pan, a separate sheet pan than the ones that I'm going to be using. I get out my sheet pans, I pull out any of the, you know, maybe the Instant Pot or pans that I need to use. Now I don't let this get in the space of my clean cooking space, but I do want to get out anything I need or most of what I need to get started so it's all ready to go. Then I get out whatever recipes I need, whether this is on an iPad or on your phone, or you want to print them out. Get them in one space so they are ready to go. I also start with a rough prep plan, so exactly what I'm going to prep. Again, this is something I go over in Healthy Mama Meal Prep. I'm not going to go into it now, but I like to have a plan. This is how I do it. I put on some headphones. I listen to a podcast or I listen to some music, depending on what my mood is, and I start prepping. The key here is that I start with anything that needs to be cooked first. Whatever is going to take the longest to cook is what gets prepped first. I do any prep I need for this, otherwise known as mise en place. Say it's a soup that you're batch cooking. Get all of the prep done for that item and be sure to double up as you do this. If you're already peeling and chopping carrots for a soup and you also planned on peeling and chopping carrots for lunches, peel and chop all of the carrots you want to do at once. There's no reason to go back to the carrots later. Wash them, peel them, chop them now. This is about working smarter, not harder. So I start with whatever needs to be cooked first. I get all of that stuff ready. I get it into the oven or the Instant Pot or on the stove, whatever it is. And then I do the rest of my prep while the cooked items are cooking. So I'm sort of working backwards. So I'm using the time that those items are cooking to do the rest of my prep. This is the smartest way you can prep. And I know this from years as a personal chef. But I want to point out that you do not need crazy kitchen skills. You do not need to have gone to culinary school to prep in a way that is efficient. It's just about knowing how to do it, which is why I'm sharing this with you today. What I personally do not do is cook everything in advance unless I'm cooking for a client or we have a particularly busy evening and I want to have something done. So maybe it's a soup or a stew, something like that. But even so, I am much more likely to prep things for a slow cooker meal for that night. So I focus on prepping in a way that makes healthy meals easier and faster all week long, prioritizing the meals that are or the evenings that are the busiest for us so that those meals come together faster. And honestly, if you have one night that is insanely busy, that's why you're only planning for 5 days. So you can take that night as a takeout night or a frozen pizza night or whatever it might be. You're allowed to have flexibility. When you're doing meal prep, it doesn't mean you have to prep for 7 nights a week. In fact, I don't recommend it. I recommend planning and prepping for as many meals as makes sense for you, but planning for just 5 meals. So that would be the maximum you prepped for as well. There is a good chance you'll have leftovers. If you have a smaller family, if you have a bigger family, you might not have leftovers. So don't rely on them unless you know that you're going to have leftovers or you plan on making leftovers. But at least having those 2 nights of flexibility, one for a break and one for leftovers or for grabbing takeout, whatever it might be, is going to create less stress and less excess groceries in your fridge. If we throw away food, we're throwing away money, and I don't want you to do that either. This is why, like I'll talk about in the next episode, batch cooking works really well for some people if they need everything done ahead of time. You're basically personal chefing for yourself. I mean, you're doing that whatever way you meal prep, but it does work really well for people who have crazy busy schedules and just need dinner to reheat when they get home. But if you are someone who has a little bit of time in the evening and not a lot of time on the weekend, a method that is a little bit simpler and takes you less time is going to be easier to stick with. And that's what's key here, is finding a routine that actually works for you and your family and you're actually going to stick to.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You all, I am solo parenting right now for the next 5 weeks now, because we're a week into it. Single mamas, mamas whose partners travel often, I see you. Military mamas, I see you. It is freaking hard to get it all done, to get the laundry done, the dishes done, make sure the paperwork is into school, make sure homework is done, especially if you're working as well. But either way, mom life is a lot, pretty much all the time, no matter what your situation is. So I know that an extra hour of prep might seem like one more thing on your to-do list, but when you realize how much easier it makes your meals all week long, you won't go back, I promise. And even if you fall out of the routine, we're going to get you back into it because it makes meals that much simpler. So that is how I meal prep, the gist of how I meal prep in just 1 hour a week and how it saves me time all week long, on breakfast, on lunches, on dinners. It's all about simplifying and not taking extra time out of my time with my family on the weekend. If you want to learn more and learn my exact system for prepping for the week in just 1 hour, Healthy Mama Meal Prep, 1 hour meal prep is here. The Healthy Mama Meal Prep course that I have had for the last 6 years has been reinvented. This doesn't mean I've changed my methods. My methods have been the same over the last 6 years. It's just in a little bit of a different format. There are now 2 course options. The quick and dirty 1 hour meal prep system that I shared with you today. I shared with you the brief version. This is what I have been using for years to get us ready for the week in an hour or less. I will share with you exactly how to meal prep in an hour efficiently, how to plan and shop for the prep efficiently, what to prep during your power hour of meal prep, and how to make it work for your unique family. It also includes the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Guide and 20 prep-friendly recipes. It is a mini course, but it is packed with action steps. So if you just want the details and how to get it all done and fast, this is the course for you. This is something that has been requested over and over again. I just want the 1 hour meal prep method. It's now here and available for you at the most affordable price I have ever set a course at. So you can head to the link in my show notes to learn more about that. But if you want even more, if you want to learn about batch cooking, if you want to learn about freezer prep, if you want cooking demos, if you want over 150, yes, I said 150 prep-friendly recipes in the newly updated and expanded Healthy Mama Meal Prep Cookbook, you want to learn all about the three styles of meal prep, including the 1 hour meal prep system, the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course is for you. This is the full course, the whole shebang, including 15 brand new cooking demos, past recorded meal prep classes, 4 weeks of done-for-you prep plans, the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Guide, my meal planning method, cooking basics, worksheets for every lesson, and so much more. It's video-based, but there's audio options to listen on the go. There's a free app you can download and take it with you wherever you go. This is true for both courses, so you can learn in the pickup line if you want to, or from home. Whichever option you choose, I guarantee the Healthy Mama Meal Prep system will help you to simplify and streamline your meals this back-to-school season and beyond. I have been doing this for years as a career, and like I said, you do not have to be a trained chef in order to meal prep in a way that's efficient and will save your family every single week. It will save you time. It will save your sanity, and it will save you money not having wasted food in the fridge, because when food is ready to go, you are so much more likely to use it and to eat it. So I am so excited about this re-release of Healthy Mama Meal Prep. I have wanted to make this shift for many years, and I'm glad we finally did it. I'm so excited to welcome many of you into Healthy Mama Meal Prep, the 1 hour meal prep course, or to welcome you into the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course. And just so you know, if you're listening to this and you wanted a refresher on meal prep and you already have Healthy Mama Meal Prep, the brand new course is already there for you. You probably got an email with the update information. So don't worry about it. You've got lifetime access, and you will always have lifetime access to Healthy Mama Meal Prep and everything new that I add to the course. I have plans to add new cooking demos and so much more in the coming months. This is it. This is the tool you need from someone who has professional and personal experience meal prepping. I'm so excited to help you make meal prep easier this back to school season and beyond. And we have a whole series on meal prep. If you're not ready to jump into Healthy Mama Meal Prep yet, it's all good. I'm going to share with you the three types of meal prep. I'm going to share with you my 5 Healthy Mama Meal Prep essentials and so much more in the coming episodes. We're going to talk about freezer prep before baby or before any big life event when you want to stock your freezer with meals. We're going to talk about that in the next few episodes. So be sure to stay tuned. Subscribe if you haven't yet subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, I would be so grateful if you left a rating and a review. It helps this podcast be seen and heard by more women who need help with meal planning, with meal prep, with getting meals on the table for their families. It is the best free way that you can support this podcast and future episodes. As always, thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to share more with you on meal prep. Dive into Healthy Mama Meal Prep. The link is in the show notes. It's also healthymamachris.com/meal prep. I'm off the cuff if you can't tell. I forgot to tell you where to go. If you want to dive into Healthy Mama Meal Prep, I would love to have you in there as well. So that's it for me today. Until next time, happy meal prepping.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.